The Adventures of Madame Strange. This story is called The Farm. This is part one. It was a warm October afternoon. On a desolate blacktop road in rural Pennsylvania, Bianca Estranho lifted her RV's creaky hood. She propped it open with a stick and placed a distress banner in the window. Then she sat in the driver's seat to wait. There were rolling fields as far as she could see, but no people anywhere. No cell phone signal either. Bianca didn't know if the road even had a name. She hoped someone would come by to help her. She had waited on roads like this a few times, and help always showed up, eventually. Men were often eager to aid an attractive, stranded woman. But Bianca was no ordinary woman. She was so much more. On the side of her RV were words painted in fancy black lettering. Madame Strange, Teller of the Future. Although she made her living as a fortune teller, Bianca had never been able to read her own future. She had no idea what was going to happen there on that lonely road, and liked it that way. It wasn't until nearly dusk that a rescue looked possible. A tractor trailer lumbered down the road. Bianca got out and waited in front of the RV. The truck slowed, and the air brakes wheezed it to a stop. A gangly male stepped down from the cab and walked toward Bianca. He looked too young to shave, let alone drive a huge semi. The petite, dark-haired woman he saw looked old, but everyone looked old to him. "Are you in trouble, ma'am?" the baby-faced driver asked. He didn't introduce himself, but she already knew his name was Rodney. He had a friendly voice, and she liked him immediately. "Yeah," Bianca replied. "My RV broke down. There's no phone service out here. Nobody's been down this road for hours. If I didn't have a bathroom inside, I'd have been in real trouble." Rodney grinned. He liked the warm feeling he got from her, as if they were already friends. Rodney didn't have many friends. His job as a trucker didn't allow much free time. Almost as soon as one run finished, he started another. He felt lucky to have the job, though. It was what he dreamed of doing since he was a boy. But over the last several hours, he'd been worrying he might not keep this job much longer. Rodney needed this stranger's help, as much as she needed his. "I'm sure you could have used the field, ma'am," Rodney joked. "The corn don't mind." Bianca laughed. "I'll remember that for next time." "Does this happen often?" Rodney asked. "Not a lot, but enough to piss me off." "What's your name?"
"Mine's Bianca."
"Oh, how do you do, Bianca? I'm Rodney."
"What you hauling, Rodney?"
"Dog food. Lots of dog food."
"Where you headed?" she asked.
"Warehouse in New Jersey."
"I'm no expert, but I think you're a long way from New Jersey. We're somewhere in Pennsylvania."
"Don't I know it," Rodney said.
But where the hell am I in Pennsylvania, he thought. He was too mannerly to say it aloud.
"Do you know anything about motors?" Bianca asked.
"A little. Let me get a flashlight."
A few minutes later, Rodney was looking under the hood of the RV. He couldn't make any sense of what he saw and gave up.
"Sorry, ma'am."
"Bianca."
"Sorry, Bianca.
I can't see nothing I know how to fix. I'm afraid I can't help you."
"That's okay. Thanks for stopping anyway. I guess I'll just spend the night here."
"Reckon I will too," Rodney said glumly. Bianca had already sensed something was troubling Rodney, but didn't want to come right out and ask what it was. Now it was her chance to find out.
"What do you mean?"
Rodney looked down. He felt ashamed to admit he was in trouble. Bianca felt sorry for him. "I'm powerful lost, ma'am. Maybe I should just wait until daylight before I start off again. Plus, my fuel's low." Bianca smiled.
"Oh. Well, since we're going to be neighbors for the night, are you hungry?"
"I'm broke down, but I have lots of food, and I haven't eaten yet. Are you up for a hot meal?"
His face lit up. "Yes, ma'am. You wouldn't have a map, would you? My GPS is busted."
"A paper map?
You know, I think I might have one somewhere. Come on in. I'll look for it while supper's warming up."
Bianca walked toward the RV's back door. Rodney followed and noticed the writing on the side of the RV.
"Did you buy this RV recently, ma'am?" he asked.
"No, I've had it for years. Why do you ask?"
"It has writing on the side. Must have belonged to someone else before you. You never had it wiped clean?"
"Oh, that. No, that's me."
Rodney paused. Oh, yes, ma'am. Okay, I see. Hmm. He wondered if he should get back into his cab and drive down the road to wait the night. Bianca saw his hesitation. She was used to people being cautious around her. Still want that map and dinner? She asked. I guess so. Come on in and have a seat. I'll see what I can rustle up. Bianca found some leftover hearty soup. The RV's propane tank was full. She put the soup on the stove and found some day-old multigrain bread. Not going to be fancy, but it'll stick to your ribs, that's for sure, she said. Thank you kindly, ma'am, Rodney replied. Bianca gave up wanting him to use her name, but liked his formal respect. Someone raised him right, she thought. She had a cabinet full of odd papers and rustled around until she found an old road atlas. This thing's probably outdated, but it's all I got. It'll do fine, I'm sure, Rodney said. He flipped through the pages. Bianca stirred the soup as it heated up. She got out two bowls and spoons and then plated the bread. Here it is, Rodney exclaimed when he found the Pennsylvania map. Then he tried to trace his route through the turnpike. Bianca served his soup, then her own. Then she sat down at the cramped table. Rodney moved the map so she had room for the bread. Help yourself, Rodney. Eat while it's hot. Thanks, I will. Just let me see. I think I got off here. But why? It's nowhere near New Jersey. Maybe the sign was wrong, Bianca suggested. Must have been. Now, how do I get back on? This map doesn't show roads like this one, does it? Probably not, Rodney. People use GPS now anyway. My GPS gets me in trouble even when it's not busted, but this time I could have probably really used it. Eat your food. The map can wait. Okay, ma'am. Rodney broke off a piece of bread. He dipped it into the soup and then eased it into his mouth. His eyes widened. Say, this is good. Did you make it? It's an old family recipe, Bianca replied, grinning. A blend of several different cans of Campbell's soups, simmered to perfection, topped with fragrant exotic cheeses from the 7-Eleven. You're a regular gourmet, aren't you? Rodney joked, surprised that he felt so at ease with Bianca. I often have to eat in a hurry, so I'm good at improvising. Well, I like this. Maybe you can give me the recipe. I get tired of sandwiches all the time, Rodney said. Bianca nodded. Just then, a horn sounded outside the RV. Who's that? Rodney asked. He looked out. A white pickup truck had stopped in front of his tractor trailer. A young woman got out. She looked in the cab and then at the RV. A moment later, she started walking toward them. End of part one. Please move on to part two. Thanks for listening. This material is copyrighted, all rights reserved.